to begin at the beginning. It is spring. Moonless night in the small town, starless and Bible black, the cobble streets silent and the hunched quarters and rabbits wood limping invisible down to the slow black, crow-black fishboat bobbing sea. The houses are blind as moles, though moles see fine tonight in the snouting velvet dingles, or blind as Captain Cat there in the muffled middle by the pump and the town clock. The shops in mourning, the welfare hall in widow's weeds, and the people of the lulled and dumbfound town are sleeping now. Hush, the babies are sleeping. The farmers, the fishers, the tradesmen and pensioners, cobbler, schoolteacher, postman and publican, the undertaker and the fancy woman, drunkard, dressmaker, preacher, policeman, the webfoot cockle woman in the tidy waves. Young girls lie bedded soft or guide in their dreams with rings and trousseau, bridesmaided by glowworms down the aisles of the organ-playing wood. The boys are dreaming wicked or of the bucking ranches of the night and the Jolly Rogered sea, and the anthracite statues of the horses sleep in the fields and the cows in the byres and the dogs in the wet-nosed yards, and the cats nap in the slant corners of Lope's Sly, streaking and needling on the one cloud of the roofs.